Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know what you came here for.
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 God bless you. God bless you. And we thank you, amen, for you and you. I thank you today for calling in, amen. With interceding is what I do. And I am Pastor Priscilla McCray of International Prayer Center. International Prayer Center welcome you to call in, amen, and discuss above, amen, if you want to be heard. And then speak and share with us on this day what does the Lord. Again, my name is Pastor Priscilla McCray, and I thank God for each and every one of you. For you finding it not robbery, amen, to call in and share with us, amen, to sit and chat with us, as the Lord would say. So God bless each and every one of you for taking the time to do so, as well as we begin going into our interceding portion, amen. We'd just like to continue to have someone in our hearts that we would like to intercede for. I understand that at this hour, the 11th hour, that we're in a dying need of a breakthrough. Amen. Someone is needing something right now, and someone is in need of something right now. But saints, I need to let you know that if you have Christ Jesus, your Jehovah Jireh, amen, he will provide any and everything that you need. I am a witness to it. Someone will be delivered from this word that is going to be spoken unto tonight, amen. The Holy Spirit is moving through this land rapidly, and I am glad to be in the number to experience and see the goodness of God, amen. So as we go into our prayer session, amen, we would just like for you to close your eyes and just meditate on our Father, knowing and believing, amen, that he is the true Savior, amen, that through Christ Jesus, everything and all things are possible, amen. Just allow yourself a moment to think of someone else and what they may be in need of. That is what this show is all about, interceding and giving the enhancements of our Bible. Amen? So if you will, if you have someone in your mind, in your heart at this time, we're going to go into prayer. Amen? Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus, my Lord and my Savior. I come to you with a heart of thanksgiving. I thank you for all the good things, amen, in my life, for you are the creator of all things, all good things, my Father. I thank you for your presence, for in all of your presence is fullness of my joy. In your presence, I am complete, Lord God, and I am whole. In your presence, I have purpose. Because of your presence, I am glad to be here, Father. I thank you for your plan that I may have a full life and enjoy it and have it more abundantly and an overflowing of it, my Father. I thank you for your provisions, Lord God, that all my needs are met according to your riches and glory, that I may, Lord God, prosper in all the areas of my life and my soul prospers, Father. I thank you, Lord God, for your protection, that your protected, Lord God, love, cast it all, my Lord, out of fear, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, Lord God. Father, I thank you for your peace, Lord God, your peace that passes all understanding, the peace that keeps me calm and secure throughout all my adversities, Lord God, the peace that leads me through all the storms, Lord God, that comes into my life. Father, I thank you for my life and your presence in it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, somebody right now needs a healing. Someone needs deliverance. Someone needs an understanding. Lord, your word told us that we are not to depend on our own understanding, but to lean on you, God. So, Lord God, as we go forth, Lord God, in this lesson on tonight, let your words, Lord, permeate someone's mind, soul, and their hearts. Guide them, Lord God, because your word said that you will guide us in the path of righteousness. So we're leaning and depending on your understanding, on your guidance, Lord God. Allow the Holy Spirit to illuminate itself. Rest, rule, and abide across your people. And this time, Lord God, and I say amen, amen, amen. God bless each and every one of you. I thank God on tonight. I mean, this is a joyous time right now. This is a time for us to be giving thanks unto God for the special gifts that he's blessed us with. Amen. There are some things going on right now, and God is doing some magnificent things, and I just thank God for everything. I thank God for each and every one of you callers. I'm just looking at the line, amen. I know that you're not asking to speak, but because your presence is here, because your presence is being made known, I thank God for you at this time. If you could prepare yourself, amen, we're going to go into our word. Our scripture on this evening is coming from James 1, verse 8. Very simple. Very simple. James 1, verse 8, and it reads, such a person is double-minded and unstable in all that they do. Very simple. We can't get any plainer than that. Amen? When James was letting us know that a double-minded man is unstable in all of their ways. The lesson that we're bringing to you on this day is a double-minded man. How is a double-minded man unstable? If you had the right mind to go right and you went left, you were double-minded. If you had the right mind to say yes and you said no, you were double-minded. If you thought that the sky was purple, but you said that the sky was red, you are being double-minded. If you stated that you love me, but your actions are showing that you despise me, you are double-minded. If you are walking the life of a Christian and you're showing the life of a sinner, come on now, I'm getting ready to help somebody, you are double-minded. If you stated that you love Jesus, yet you don't give him your full praise and worship, come on now, you are double-minded. If you're backbiting for those that spitefully use you, opposed to praying for them like the word said, you are double-minded. Don't get it twisted, saints. At this time, in this last day, in this last hour, there are some things that are happening right in our very own midst, and we're missing it because we're still double-minded. We're not allowing God to do some things in our lives. If we stated that we trust in him wholeheartedly, and we're going to allow God to direct our path, that is still we get in our way because we're not certain that he's going to do it just the way we would like for us to, for him to do it. We get in our own way, so therefore we're double-minded. Yeah? I understand that the Texas and double-minded is that of a devious person. However, that double-minded goes a long way. Amen? Somebody is understanding me, and those that feel as if I'm out of line, pray for me. Pray for me. But to be a double-minded person in this day and age is very scary, okay? It will not allow us to be prosperous the way God would intend us to be. Those things that are not like God that continue to pull us out, amen, into the wilderness instead of allowing ourselves to be pulled from the wilderness, those things are not like God. And when you're saying that you are Christ-like, meaning Christian or a believer or a follower, then you need to know that there's no room for you doubting God or putting doubt into others as far as doubting him. Now, when I went into my lessons, amen, I looked up devil. There was a meaning that stuck out to me. Now, devil is a twofold or a dual, or a double function word. Now, consisting of two members or two parts, or being twice as great or as many, double. So, it's one body, one mind, one soul. But if we have two things going on, come on, I'm getting ready to help somebody. If we have two different things, if we have two different opposites going on, the Bible says that we can only wear one crown according to James, amen? That we're held up with one crown. And when I studied this particular chapter in James 1, I remember it saying that I would wear my crown. And I think back into that thing, and I said, well, wait a minute now. If I have two heads on me, that's considered a freakish thing. Come on now, somebody. God is not into those freakish things. He said that we are created after his own image. He didn't state that he walked around with two heads. So if I'm walking around with two heads on my body, how can I wear that one crown that God has for me? My Lord. So if you have two things going on, two different things going on, there's no way you can very well be stable. Because if one mind, one head decides to go left, and the other mind, the other head decides to go right, we're pulling in two different directions. Come on, somebody. Christ said it, and he said that the spirit, my spirit, cannot dwell in an unclean. Oh, come on now. If the spirit is there and there's some things going on the inside, it has to be that of a Holy Spirit. If you're doing some things in your life and you're not correcting yourself, the Holy Spirit will correct you. But if you're not allowing the Holy Spirit to correct you or those around you to help you out of a situation, you're double-minded. Again, the word said that you are double-minded and unstable in all of your ways. Amen? So if we continue to search on, I went into Psalms 19, verses 112 through 115, and the word was reading, my heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end, O Sinners. I hate the double-minded people, but I love your law. You are my refuge and my shield. I have put my hope in your words. There are some things being said at this time. You cannot continue to live the life that you're living according to Christ and be unstable. He will close you in your right mind. He will wake you up in your right mind. Once you get to the point where you're not in your right mind, that's not of God. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Saints, I remember the song years ago when Michael Jackson made it. the man in the mirror. Sometimes we need to just take a moment and look at our lives and see where we are in our lives. Amen? Look at the things that are happening right around us and see, how is it that I can be a benefit to the kingdom? How is it that I can be a help to my sister and my brethren? Amen? Without turning from them and setting my mind on evil things against them. That's being a double-minded man. We have to learn how to break that thing. That's a curse. Amen? To be double-minded is a curse. That means you're not thinking straight. That means you got two different things going on. You cannot be stable. If you are not stable, how is it that God could use you? Amen. If you still have your words, I want you to turn with me, amen, over to James 4, and we're going to read from James 4 through verses 7 through 9. I was waiting just a moment just so that you can get your words, amen, and I've seen a few hands go up, so that lets me know that you are ready. And the word for James 4, amen, I just want everybody to just remember now, the word that is being spoken in this particular chapter is a curse. And we need to find ourselves not being in a situation where someone could speak these things over our lives. Okay? And this word reads, submit yourself then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Come on now, somebody. The word said that humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up. He didn't say your husband will lift you up. The word didn't say your wife will lift you up. The word didn't say that all of these things that are going around you, others will lift you up. Amen. It said that he will, God will, if you humble yourself. Amen. So we're finding ourselves not humbling. We're so boastful. We're so big in this day and age that we're allowing the things around us to dictate who we are instead of just settling for what God has created on the inside. At this time, we're allowing ourselves to be devil-minded. We're allowing ourselves to walk around with two heads on our shoulders. How many of you know that if you walk around with two heads on your shoulder, somebody's going to run away from you? See, the trick of the enemy is he decides to get inside our heads. So when we're looking at one another, we still only see one. We don't see two heads. So saints, be careful, because there are some people that say who they are and they're not doing the things that they say that they're supposed to be doing. Come on now. I'm helping somebody move away from a situation right now. There's some deliverance going on in the atmosphere. A devil-minded man is unstable in all his ways. He cannot wake up on Sunday morning, cry, holy, holy, and run to the bar on Monday night because it's happy hour. Come on, somebody. You can't sit and tell me that on Wednesday night you were in prayer service and on Thursday morning you were gossiping about somebody. Come on now. We're unstable in all our ways. Instead of praying for those people, we're bite by and we're becoming one of the busybodies. Come on now. There is unstableness in the body of Christ. I'm trying to help you move from one place to another, and I need you to hold on to this third tail because I'm going somewhere. A devil-minded man is unstable in all his ways. God can't use you in the way that he would desire to use you. See, this desire about the building kingdom is not about us, It's about God. It's not about us doing a thing. It's about God doing a thing. It's not about us running wild, amen. It's about God running wild in this land and healing this land, amen. It's about God doing some things. We need to get together, amen, and let our sisters and our brothers know where they're falling short. Because if you recognize that they're unstable, amen, it's your responsibility. And my sister's keeper goes back to last week. Yes, you are. If you realize that Pastor McCray is unstable, you better get ready to check me, amen. I need somebody to hold me up, amen. I need somebody to guide me. And I don't want to be left out. I want to be a part of a number of devil-minded men. Man is unstable in all his ways. Lord God, I thank you for this word on this night, Jesus. Even in our own families, we're not interceding for one another. You know, I thank God for the woman of God, Pastor Freeman, because faithfully between the hours of 5 and 6, she called Pastor's phone and she said, it's time, Pastor. And we begin to cry out to God for others. Why? Because God clothed us in our right minds. He placed us with a special touch to wake us up in our right minds. How is it that I feel that we're in our right minds and you're not? Because if I'm waking up doing my Father's business and I'm laying down doing my Father's business, I'm closed with one mind. My mind is not a devil mind. You remember when the word said that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. Come on now. So if you're busy doing the things of the enemy, if you're sitting down doing nothing and you're not stepping into kingdom building, you're double-minded. You're not stable. See, if you think about it, between Miami, Hollywood, Fort Lauderdale, Deerfield, West Palm Beach, and I know that I'm getting ready to go into Buckhead in Tennessee and New York, amen, and Detroit. This message is traveling far. So I just want you to picture this. Chinese store, liquor store, check cashing store, church. Chinese store, liquor store, check cashing store, church. Check cashing store, liquor store, church. In this day and age, there is no excuse for anybody walking around with their good old selves saying that they can't do this and they can't do that for the Lord because the church ain't right. There's a church on every corner, If you can't get it here, you better go there. And if you can't get it there, you better go there. But there's a church, amen, where somebody will be able to fit in and somebody will be able to tell you what thus says the Lord. Now, let me serve you notice on this day. If you went into three different churches and they all told you the same thing, ain't nothing wrong with that church house. Something is going on the inside of you. Help me, Holy Ghost. Somebody angry because I'm stepping on toes. Well, the word is built to convict, amen? I'll remind you again, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. There is no excuse in this day and age for us to walk around and not be saints, amen, not be disciples, amen, not be true believers. Because if you truly believe that through Christ you are saved, there is no reason why we, notice I didn't say you, I said we. Because I myself was born into a world of sin, amen? I myself was a sinner, amen? There's no reason why we should not be glorifying God. There's no reason why we should not be giving God the honor and the praise. There's no reason why we should be setting aside our good old selves and allowing our brethren to fall short. Amen? There's no reason. The word is free. If you just take your time and get in it, he will direct you. Amen? He will make you whole. God could do this thing for you. So on this day, amen, allow yourselves to just stand in the mirror, amen, and find out your flaws. Look at your downfall. Look at the things that you've dedicated yourselves to do. Are you still giving your tithing and offering? Are you still keeping the commitments that you've given to the church? Are you walking and talking the lifestyle that Christ would have you walk and talk? You know, even in your everyday life, when you get into a situation and you find yourself, or you realize you did something that was not Christ-like, do you quickly repent? Do you quickly have a harden on the inside? Or, oh, my goodness, what just happened? Is there a quickening going on? Or are you allowing that thing just to be like it is? See, you got to check yourself. There needs to be some checking going on. We have to ask, you know what, sister, if I have offended thee, please forgive me. At that point, you're realizing that you did something wrong. You're realizing. You don't have to say, if I offended you. You know whether or not you did it. Why? Because you're in your right mind. Because the Holy Spirit dwells there. He's to correct you. He's to convict the things that are not like Christ. So praise God for those types of things, those behaviors, because you're able to speak to God and ask him to help you correct it. I just don't want my sisters and my brothers to feel like it's all right for you to be in the presence of God and still keep doing the things that the enemy has set forth for you. God has given you purpose in your life, but the enemy is set out to kill, steal, and destroy. That's not purpose, amen? That's damnation, amen? Those are the things that he's trying to take away from you. Christ said he would like us to have life and have it more abundantly. It doesn't sound like to me he's trying to take away. It sounds like he's trying to add to. Come on now. But if your mind is not right, because you just can't wait for church to be over, because you got to get somewhere. Come on. You're double-minded. Well, who is she to judge? Now, sir, you notice my name is Pastor McCray. That's who I am. But see, if you liquor right, there's no way that I can judge you. There's nothing for me to talk about. There is nothing for me to talk about. I remember my grandmother, I used to always sit up there with my good old Nancy self and roll my eyes. How come she always running her mouth and telling my mother this and telling my mother that? And she would quickly bless me in my mouth and tell me, look here, child, I'm the grown one. But if you wasn't out there doing your devilment, there wouldn't be nothing for me to tell your mother, come on now, I'm getting ready to help you out of some situations. If you were doing the things that you're supposed to be doing, there's nothing running for anybody to have to run back and tell Pastor so-and-so or Minister so-and-so that you're doing. Come on now. If you're living right, if you're not on the phone running and gossiping about your brethren, amen, instead of gossiping about them, help them out, instead of holding them down, instead of putting your tongue on them, come on now. There's nothing for somebody to have to judge you about. If you're living right, there's nothing for, the only thing they can say is that you are a child of God. You tell me, is that a curse, or is that a badge of honor? I got so many badges, I can't hold them up. Watch out, somebody. You need to turn to your neighbor if you're listening, amen, and ask them, are you devil-minded? When I go through the streets on this week, I want somebody to turn to me and ask me, are you devil-minded?
That lets me know this message got out. Amen? Get on your Facebooks and post and tweet. Amen? Are you double-minded? If you're double-minded, you're freakish. If you're freakish, you're of the enemy. If you're of the enemy, you don't belong to my Father. Come on now. But if you say that you are a believer, if you say that you are stable, if you say that you're doing the things in the work of this kingdom building, hey, hello, my brother and my sister. There are some things going on in the body, amen? And it's time for us to get together, saints. The word said that whereas two or three are gathered, touching and agreeing. It's time for us to hold hands and build up a wall in the front and serve the double-minded man. Notice that he does not rule and reign no more in our dwelling space. Amen? It's time for us to unite up together and serve the enemy. Notice that our Father's word will prevail. His word will be sent out. His word will accomplish what it was sent to do. I need some help right now. You saints acting like you're kind of quiet right now, but I need to turn to your neighbor and ask him, are you double-minded? Oh, come on now. That means this thing to get on the inside. See, we on the inside. That means God is dwelling. God is doing. It's time for him to come back and clean out his house, his temple. You are his temple. You belong to him, not to the enemy. Hell was not built for us. It was built for old Lucifer, for old Slewfoot. And he's right at home. So you know what he does? He sends his imps and imps up here to do his dirty work. But we're going to serve them notice too. Because we will not allow our brothers and our sisters to be double-minded anymore. We're going to get on this Facebook thing. We're going to get on this Twitter, amen. We're going to get on every social network that the enemy thought he was going to design for man's destruction, where God has already turned around, for his kingdom building and the deliverance of his people. Get on there and ask your sister and your brother, are you double-minded? There would be some mist coming out. You ever see, you had an open wound and you took some peroxide and you poured it over that wound and that stuff began to come up out of there, that things, the unclean things begin to boil. See, that's what the word is designed to do. The word is designed to get in there and get all that girl nasty stuff right up out of you so you can be able to look in the mirror and say, I am no longer double-minded, that I am a child of God, that I am a believer, a follower, a disciple. Amen. Because I am a right-minded individual. Because I am a vessel where the Holy Spirit is housed. Because I am a lover of Christ. And he is a lover of my soul. Somebody feeling me right now. Somebody is moving from that situation of being double-minded. Somebody is moving from that situation of being clothed. Amen. In the enemy. Somebody is breaking free. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Glory! Hallelujah! Right there was your breakthrough. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, Jesus. Somebody need to be giving God some praises right now. Turn to your neighbor and say, are you as happy as I am? If they shouting like your shout is because they ain't been through what you've been through. Oh, come on now. But see, being double-minded in this day and age, it's a political forum. Because they feel like if you're double-minded, it's all right. Because sometimes you have to be a certain way in order to get certain credentials or to reach certain heights, if you will. If you're to excel in certain things, you have to be a certain way. But watch this now. If you're a disciple, there's only one way to be. You don't have to change your suits. All you got to do is just change your hat. See, I'm one that loves covering. But every hat I wear is a holy hat. Come on now. Why? Because the main crown that I have is given to me from my Father. But see, all the different suits. See, I remember when we were kids, we were always teased about having 3 and 4 jobs at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And on each job, you have a different suit that you need to wear. There's a policeman, there's a fireman, there's a nurse, there's a minister, amen. Even in your ministerial chores, amen, there are different uniforms, different clothing, different things, that garments that you would need to put on to show who you are. This is what God would love for us to do. He would love for us to put on that garment, amen, that shows the people that you are a true disciple, amen. You ought to be able to walk into a crowd of people and be set aside because there's something special about you. But if you're still devil-minded, if you're still living the life of mammon, if you're still living the life that your flesh desires for you to have, if you're still living the life that people want you to see, come on now, you're still devil-minded. But if you're living the life that Christ has designed for you, has purposely placed upon you, has purposely gifted you for, you are not devil-minded. Come on now, you have been delivered from that thing, and you are a child of God. My Lord. If somebody in your house sleep, you better wake them up and say, hey, I need you to be closing your right mind. Make sure you're not devil-minded when you close your eyes, because there ain't no guarantee you're going to wake up in the morning. Come on now. I need somebody to help me out. If you know I was laying down to go to sleep and I just finished with a whole bunch of sin, I need you to wake me up and let me fall on my knees with you. We need to pray this thing up for us. We need to allow God to come into a place, amen, and dwell into this old nasty vessel and clean house, amen. Because when I wake up, Lord God, if it ain't waking up in the flesh, I want to wake up in God's presence. Now, I'm just helping somebody out here. Come on now. My Lord, what a word. A devil-minded man. Saints, I thank God for you. I thank God for all of the things that I've been through as a sinner. But it gives me great pleasure to say when I was going through, amen, God was still there directing me and showing me that I did not have to live a devil life, that I didn't have to be holy on one end and living a sinful life on the other end, amen. He was able to show me that I can have joy and I can be full and fruitful and joyful and happiness and love and peace and mercy all in one, amen. He was making me and molding me, He was my potter. Come on now. He was putting me into a place where he could use me, but he needed me to be whole. He needed me to come out of that devil-minded way. He needed me to know that there is happiness, there is joy, there's fun on this side. I didn't want to leave that old side, because I was afraid I wasn't going to have no more fun. But how many of you know that there's nothing but fun on this side? There's nothing but joy on this side. There's nothing but peace on this side. There's nothing but righteousness on this side of glory. Thank you, Lord. He moved me from being a double-minded individual because I was afraid of what I was losing. But you need to know about what you're going to gain by not being double-minded anymore. There's some eternal living going on. There's some peace going on. We just spoke last week about the, my Lord, the sweetness of this land. Sweet honey. Christ is just like that, my saints. Christ is just like that. He is as sweet as honey. And he's so patient. He's so patient. You can say, well, you know what? I haven't lived yet. Tomorrow is not promised to you.
my brother and my sister, it's time for us to get out of the double-minded ways and just let go and let God, give God everything. Let him use you. Like the word said, amen, and like the Holy Spirit said, excuse me, in giving the word, amen, that there's a church house on every corner. There's a church house on every corner. Find that church house. Get into a good Bible-based church, amen. It's okay if you go to a church and you're not feeling the tutelage there. That doesn't mean they're not doing it right. That just means it's not fitting you at that moment. Find someone that fits you, where you can give. If you're not a perfect fit for it, you're not going to receive it, huh? If you put on a shoe and that shoe too tight, you ain't going to feel right as you're walking in it, so eventually you're going to have to take it off. So why put yourself through all of that? Find your place where you fit. Get in it. Get in your word. And let God use you in a mighty way. Remember, it's not the church. Uh-huh. And if you didn't get that, you'll get that somewhere down the line. Remember, it's not the church. Especially if you're still in a double-minded state. Because you'll have one good angel and one bad angel. And that bad angel will pull you and try to draw you. But just like we read in the word, it said, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. The closer you get, the better off you are by getting to God. Let's get to the point, saints, where we're coming out of our double-minded ways, and we're just going forth in God. We're going to leave at this time all of those things that are not like Christ behind us. We're going to ask God for his forgiveness, ask him to come into our hearts, to dwell into our minds and our souls. We're going to invite him in, amen? This is a time, amen, for us to come in to the presence, amen, to allow the presence to dwell within us. This is a time where we're going to ask God to be the ruler of our lives. If you don't have a church home, amen, you're welcome to come in fellowship with International Prayer Center. We're in services every first and third Sunday at the Cambria Suites at 141 Southwest 19th Court, Dania Beach, Florida, 33004. We're in Sunday worship service at 11 a.m. And we're inviting you, not just for you to come as a church home, but to come and sat with us, amen? To come and fellowship with us. If you need prayer and you don't feel like verbally speaking, go onto our website and go into our prayer chambers. 24 hours, someone is praying for you. That website is www.intprayer.com. That's www.intprayer.com. If you just wanted to stop by the website and view, stop by our guest book and leave us a word of encouragement. Amen. We desire to be encouraged as well. At this time, for those that would love for God to come into their hearts and use them in a mighty way, we want you to just meditate on this right now. I need you to raise your hands and say unto God, Lord God, I would love for you to dwell in my heart. Father God, in the name of Jesus, forgive us for the sins that are known and unknown to us in the name of Jesus. Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, and through you we are saved.
So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking for you to just blood wash your people right now, Lord God. Cleanse this land, Lord God, of all of the infirmities and all of the worms and the canker worms, the caterpillars, all of those things that have been eaten up, Lord God, from your people. Restore, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, all of the generational curses, break those yokes right now in the name of Jesus. Any imagination, any principality, any wild things that has brought itself against you, Lord God, we bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just bless your holy name for being the ruler of our lives and the lovers of our souls, Lord God. Lord, I'm asking that you continue to pour the people into international prayer centers. Lord, continue to provide for your people of this land. Lord, I ask that you hold me up as a candlestick that you place me into international prayer centers. Father, your people need you to open up a window and pour out a blessing that we've yet to have room to receive. But Father, we are also grateful to give you all the mercy, Lord God, all the grace, all the thanks be unto you, Lord God, for providing for us, Lord God, and making a way out of no way, for keeping us, Lord God, on this side of glory, where we're able to get it together, Lord God, and ask, Lord God, that you continue to guide us, continue to keep a hedge of protection around us, Lord God. Lord, your word said that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that we are more, Lord God, of you each day. That our flesh will die daily, Lord God, and we thank you. Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord God. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And Lord God, I thank you for this blog talk. I thank you for the time of fellowshipping with my brethren and my sisters. I thank you, Lord God, for them finding it not robbery to call in and listen to a word from you, God. But most of all, Lord God, I thank you for not having me be double-minded anymore. Saints, remember on your jobs, in your home, when you're with your friends, just in casual conversation, ask them, are you double-minded? I am Pastor Priscilla E. McQuay of International Prayer Center. God bless you, and interceding is what I do. I love you. God bless. Until we meet again. Same time, same place, in God's presence. Good night.